Welcome, everyone. This is your Sky Sports Radio weekly podcast preview of Sydney racing on Saturday. What a huge day as we warm right into this carnival. At the moment, as we record this at Rose Hill, the track is a genuine soft five after the morning drizzle, and Paul Joyce is joining us. Hello to you, Paul.
Hello, Andrew. Yes, off to Rose Hill. Look, I think the track will probably get into the good four range. There's not much more rain predicted heading into Saturday. We're recording this on a Thursday morning, so these tips are done for a good four, and I can tell you what, it's a terrific day's racing, and this will be one tricky quaddie. There are some very open races, and the markets reflect that.
All right, well, let's help our listeners into the early thoughts. The Spark of Life, race six, kicks it all off. 13 plus two emergencies in this one, and we see a few horses coming back to the racing on Saturday in this event.
Yeah, look, that's the order of the day, isn't it? Horses first up from a spell, trying to work out how fit they are, what their main targets are, and this is a great example of that. Speed in the race, it'll come from Golden Tycoon, who showed blistering pace to win a recent trial and then drawn off the track the likes of Invictus Salute and Spiritual Pursuit. So good pace here. I'm going wide. I'm going 4, 5, 9, 11 and 12. Four on top, So Taken. Now, she's had the one run back and she won it at Warwick Farm. So I think that fitness will really help her. She's got a lovely soft gait. She can just tuck in behind this speed. And she's a promising filly. Probably doesn't have the form on the boards as a few of these others, but I think this is the right race for her to pinch it with that race fitness up her sleeve. Number five, Golden Tycoon, who I mentioned earlier, so fast in winning a recent trial at Wyong. He's only had the two career starts, tipped out for a long break, and James McDonald booked to ride. There's a lot to like about this horse, and he's a bit of a price. Number nine, Baller for Anthony Cummings, back from a spell to be kept to the sprint. So I heard you talking to Anthony yesterday about that, and I think this horse trialled well enough to say he can run well fresh here over the 1,100 off a good gate. And the other two hopes we're throwing in, the 11, Invictus Salute. Couldn't leave her out. I've always had a massive rap on her. She's been trialling the house down. She's just got a really tricky gate. And number 12, She's Furline. She's the one that'll sit back off the speed and finish off late. So 4, 5, 9, 11 and 12. Covering as many bases as I can there in the first.
Righto, we move to the second leg, which is the Millie Fox, and again, no scratchings at this stage. We're waiting to hear which way Jamaican Rain go. It's entered for Melbourne as well, but gee, there's a few at the top here. Savvy Cope having its first run for Chris Waller, but Champagne Cuddles, is it an awkward draw here?
Yeah, it is an awkward gate. I think Blake Shin's one of the masters of getting across from these wide gates, but I've left her out of the numbers just because she had such a charmed run last start off that good gate and just scrambled home to beat Cool Passion. And I think Cool Passion from the better gate this time can turn the tables on Champagne Cuddles. But you're right, it's going to be a terrific contest. And tactically, those speedy runners drawn out, Daisy Doom's also drawn out there, so she'll probably have to roll forward as well. I've gone 6, 7, 9, 10 and 13, 6 on top Egyptian Symbol each way. She's big odds, and I can't work out why. She ran a terrific fourth in the Breeders behind Champagne Cuddles and Cool Passion. She was the best of the back markers. Her sectionals were better than the on-pacers. Prior to that, of course, she scored that barnstorming win on the Gold Coast. This time she's got barrier three, so she just tucks in behind them here, and I think she'll run a big race here at each-way odds. To beat the 7, I Am Serious, trialled like a bomb coming into this. She's open short enough for what she's done, but I think they're backing her on potential and from what they've seen at the trials, and obviously she's drawn perfectly for J-Mac. Number 9, Moss Trip, can't leave her out. She's back at the races off a booming trial win. She'll be rocketing home at the business end, as will the 10, Savatiano, also trialled particularly well at Randwick leading into this. And I'm throwing in the 13, Dyslexic. Now, she is first emergency, so she'll need a scratching, but off her trial win at Rose Hill, where she powered past Jungle Eyes, no, I want her in the quaddie just in case. So we've got 6, 7, 9, 10 and 13 in the second leg.
Okay, so that's the second leg. Parramatta Cup is the third leg over the 1,900 metres. Joe's Joy is the emergency here with another capacity field. And we should mention that while we mentioned that the track is in that soft rail, soft position, the rail is out at 6 metres for this meeting, Paul.
Yeah, it's out 6. So, look, it shouldn't affect the way the track plays, but obviously it's just restricted the field sizes a touch over a certain distance ranges.
All right, so how do you see, what's the pace like in a 1,900-metre Parramatta Cup?
Well, this is a fascinating race because Samadout will lead, as he did last start in winning at Warwick Farm over a mile, but he's never been tested beyond a mile. So will he get the 1,900 or will he fold up? It's hard to tell, but either way, he'll set the speed and the others will have to catch him. I've gone 7, 5, 11 and 10. I've got the 7 on top, Emperor's Way. Third up off a spell, that's when he generally peaks. The winkers go back on. Down in the weight, good last up, third at Caulfield, chasing home Silence. And at each way odds, I'm putting the 7 on top. There are plenty of other hopes. The 5, Casterton, he's probably the most interesting runner in the race. J-Mac booked, had a very quiet trial, has been gelded during his spell, and he had the 2 runs for Chris Waller down in Melbourne during the spring, and they were both Group 3 contests. So he's a big, big watch here first up. And the other two we'll look at, 11 Tangled, he's on his last chance, but I'm sure he's better than what we saw last start, and the 10 Samadout, as I mentioned. If he gets along in front on 53 kilos, he may just run the 1900 out, and if he does that, he'll win. So we'll take 7, 5, 11, and 10.
All right, there are the thoughts in the third. The last, this is over the sprint, 1100. From Within has come out Thursday morning. It's arrived down in Melbourne to run in the Oakley Plate. So Jungle Eyes gets a start from barrier 6 or 7 there. So is there high speed in this race?
There's decent speed. All Two Royals drawn right off the track, and he's been leading to win of late. So he'll have to come forward. Alberman's got the inside gate, and Memes, she's a very fast mare as well. Jungle Eyes won't be far off them. I've gone 14 and 8 for the quaddy, so we've had to narrow it down to 2 here, but I like Jungle Eyes, especially now he's in. He loves this distance. He's a last start winner, beating, say, Stellar Oriental Runner, but prior to that, he went down a nose over this track and distance behind Bonhomie, and they gapped Perrette, which was back in third. He's trialled since at Rose Hill, trialled brilliantly behind Dyslexic, and from that gate, he just gets the gun run here with no weight. And I think he's, you know, not a good thing, but for the odds he's at, I think he's a great bet. And the only horse we'll have as a saver is number 8, Akasaki, who is a bit of a backmarker and needs the brakes to fall his way. But in saying that, he probably should have won last start at Warwick Farm behind Batty, Oz and Malahat. And that sort of form is good enough to win a race like this. So just numbers 14 and 8 in the final leg, Andrew.
All right, how much will that cost us with a few numbers early?
Yeah, we've gone wide early, try to get through those mares races. But, yeah, look, we're $20 for 10%. Confident we'll give it a good shake. And coming into that last leg, if we've only got to cheer home those two, at least we'll be cheering them home for some big dividends.
I think one of the most intriguing horses running on the weekend is Golden Tycoon. You've put it in those tips in the first leg. It's a three-year-old colt who won its debut run at Canterbury, leading all the way there, and then went to Rose Hill back in early August and got collared late by Sandbar and Charge, which, you know, they go okay. The two trials, as you mentioned, have been, very quick, particularly the last one. He's an intriguing horse on Saturday.
He is. Look, I can't wait to see him back. He's one of those horses. He's from an unfashionable stable, if you like, in the Greg McFarlane camp. He's not the big-name stable. And, look, he's got this horse flying, and he's got J-Mac, which is a great booking. And, look, he'll give you a great run for your money. And, look, he just might be too fast for them.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. All right, Paul, thank you for that. Take it easy with the voice. I know you've been battling through that through the week, mate, but we look forward to your coverage as well on Saturday morning at 10 and then again for the stakes races in the afternoon. Thanks a lot, mate.
No, we'll be right to go by Saturday for sure, Ben. Thanks a lot.
Good on you, Paul Joyce, in our podcast preview for Rose Hill Racing on Saturday.